Turning now to the press review, Solange Moujan is here with us in the studio. And Solange, you're starting off with one of our top stories today, French politics, of course, and the no-confidence motions that go before the parliament today.
Today is, as we see on the front page of the local paper, Midi Libre, it is a moment of truth for Emmanuel Macron's government, with two pushes to topple it in parliament. Or as the left-leaning L'Humanité notes, the government is on the chopping block today as MPs will vote on these two no-confidence motions. But the question remains whether they can gather enough votes to actually have the government be ousted. For 20 minutes, the Commuter Daily, they say that that is very unlikely. But it does say that Elisabeth Borne, the prime minister, her days as prime minister could be numbered. Now, of the two no-confidence motions, it is the left's one that is creating a bit of worry for the government, according to the conservative paper Le Figaro. The head of Les Républicains, the conservative party, writes in the paper that for his MPs to join the left's no-confidence motion, quote, doesn't make any sense. But nonetheless, some of them will do that. The question is how many will decide to follow the Conservative Party line or to join the left in expressing the anger that many French people feel that Macron used the decree 49-3 to ram through his controversial legislation.
And speaking of that anger, a number of papers are also continuing to discuss the protests that we're seeing.
Yeah. Do you realize the stored up rage that you have released? Writes Mediapart in a beautifully written editorial. It notes that democracy works if people believe in it. And it says that the government move is breaking that down. It writes that France is like an oil slick right now and the government is like children with a box of matches. Now, Les Echos, the economic paper, it says that Macron's greatest fear is that there is a return to a movement like the Yellow Vest movement, that there is a specter of radicalization floating in the air, it says. Or as Coco, the illustrator of Libération, the left-leaning paper says, right now for Elisabeth Borne is shaking in fear and Macron is looking longingly out the window, wondering when the encombrant or the blockading bulky trash will be carted away.
It's going to be very interesting to see how those votes go today. In the meantime, Solange, we're turning now to the Middle East. Today marks the 20th anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. What are the papers saying about that anniversary?
Well, there are a great number of different angles on this. I've chosen a few. Foreign Policy says that the invasion, which it calls, quote, one of the most consequential misdirections in U.S. history, is still shaping our times, with nearly all of the after effects, it says, being negative ones, especially on the global geopolitical level. Now, within Iraq, The Guardian explains in an opinion piece that after a million deaths, direct or indirectly, due to the invasion, that invasion has not brought the promises of prosperity and democracy. Rather than promised Starbucks or startups, it has brought terrorism such as Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, which it notes was, quote, hatched in the U.S.'s own prisons in Iraq. Now, Iraq is, for the New York Times, a country of lost hopes. It says that it's headlining on Iraq today, saying that corruption and insecurity continue to hobble freedom there. Now, the invasion has also brought a number of long-term personal traumas and tragedies. As Lacroix notes in Fallujah, the number of cancer cases and babies born with severe defects has skyrocketed in the city. This is a city where there white phosphorus bombs were used. The chemical half-life of white phosphorus is 4.5 million years. So Lacroix tells us that such tragedies in Fallujah, well, they are likely to continue for an incalculable number of generations.
And staying with French paper Lacroix, it's discussing the environment today as well.
Yeah, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC or Le GIEC, in French, is publishing today a summary report today, 8 years in the making. It explains how this is our last chance decade to keep temperatures on climate change within the 1.5 degree threshold, and it explains as well how to do it. And Lacroix, it breaks down each degree and explains how each increase could be catastrophic. It explains that when we think of the weather, a half a degree doesn't seem like a lot, but that the paper says, is not a good analogy when it comes to climate change and the planet, that we should think rather about body temperature as a good marker, that if we have a fever, a degree or two can make the difference between life and death, as this chart shows, and those little degrees, that it stands for the planet as well.
Interesting way of thinking about it. And after that, Solange, we could use a bit of a pick-me-up, and you found a few articles about happiness today.
Yeah, as we said earlier, today is the International Day of Happiness, and a number of papers are telling us how to be happy or how to avoid being unhappy. CNBC tells us that one of the keys to happiness is our job choice, and it found that those jobs that do not allow us to build and have meaningful relationships, well, that creates unhappiness. Meanwhile, Le Parisien, aujourd'hui en France, it actually wonders if there is a recipe to happiness. The jury, it says, is still out on this. But the paper says that things like not feeling guilty about being unhappy, prioritizing things that make us feel good, like fun activities, well, those are positive first steps. And another bit of good news, The Guardian tells us that COVID has not affected humankind's happiness level. In a study of 137 countries of over 100,000 people, it found that there is actually more benevolence now since COVID than before. The overall well-being of people caring for each other and for their communities, well, that has increased since the pandemic. There's still a lining there for happiness.
Yeah, perhaps ending with a reason to be happy after giving us quite a few reasons to be unhappy as well. Solange Moujan, thank you very much for that look through the day's papers. Time